What in the absence of an effective embargo could be done to end the Haitian crisis?
The first thing, and far more important than the embargo, would be the leadership by the leader of the New World Order. I mean, it would really mean that the president would be on the phone talking with people, trying to make certain that this military government and the de facto government know in no uncertain terms that they are not going to be treated as a nation until such time as democracy and Aristide is restored. And we are the laughingstock of the Caribbean. They laugh at our ambassador, they laugh at our State Department, and they know that the president is just a paper tiger. They are really, there's reported in Haiti, and I was there last week, that they are helping the people to leave just to cause us embarrassment. But it's an election year, and poor black folks don't receive too much priority in the United States. As a matter of fact, I don't think they get too much priority in the Caribbean because it's the silence of our Caribbean leaders and the nations surrounding this poor country has been deafening.
Well, when you were actually in Haiti, in the Bahamas, did you get a chance to speak to any of the Caribbean foreign ministers? And if so, were you able to glean from them a reason for this silence that you speak about?
Well, they somehow believe that a military intervention is the only solution.